Homage to Samantabhadra, homage to Vajrasattva, homage to Guru Rinpoche, homage to His Holiness, Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Please bless us and have compassion on us. That all of these suffering sentient beings may be free from all of their suffering and that they may attain enlightenment in this very life. And so too also that the wisdom protectors may also bless us in this regard. We have had all of these opportunities, arising causes, to be together. However, arising causes are also short-lived and empty. And the arising causes for us to have a precious human life, we still have, they haven't ended. And day by day, everybody is practicing conscientiously, and that everybody may use this precious human life to attain enlightenment in this lifetime. If we don't attain enlightenment in this very life, then in our next lives, what opportunity are we going to have to attain enlightenment? We really can't predict for the future lives. And so this life is most precious. With this, we have the greatest opportunity to practice and attain liberation. In terms of practice, I've been teaching you for so many years. You really understand how to practice. We know, we understand that it is this mind of ours that must attain liberation. Don't be too concerned about everything else. It is this mind of ours that must attain liberation. We only have this one mind, just like there is in a glass. There's a glass of water. The same with respect to this body of ours. We have one mind within this body. Take this mind and study, reflect, and practice so that it may be able to attain enlightenment, attain Buddhahood. We've had these arising causes with our teacher, with the Dharma, with monastery. Look, with the monastery, we are just short of one arising cause and we're not able to build the monastery. Similarly with our body, we have these channels, energies, and essences, but if there's something wrong, then we're just not able to attain enlightenment. If we're lacking one arising cause, really to have this merit is really quite incredible. We need to have the right conditions externally and the right conditions internally. If we have a monastery and we need to have a guru, we need to maybe become a monastic, we need to have a place to stay, food to eat. And then if we have difficulties or obstacles and we're unable to practice, and internally we have to have the right state of mind. If we have afflictions, we're unable to practice. Karma arises, we're not able to practice. Karmic obscurations arise, we're unable to practice. We're just lacking one condition. And then what happens? We're unable to practice. We're unable to attain enlightenment. So many arising causes need to come together in order for us to be able to practice. Causes and conditions have come together. So what do we practice? We transform this mind of ours. We use our awareness to look at our mind. We transform afflictions. We transform negative habits, irrespective of whether past afflictions arise or current afflictions arise or past karma. How do we face them? How do we adjust them? What are we doing when we are practicing, sitting in the room, just looking at this mind? If this mind is not able to be liberated, then all of the external factors, phenomena, are not liberated. All of the sentient beings that are in samsara, what is this samsara? Is this mind. It is this mind is samsaric. It has nothing to rely on. It isn't liberated. It isn't enlightened. It doesn't have the merit, and so it is in a samsaric state. If we can bring this mind home, bring it to calm abiding, level by level, increase the state, the level of our mind, transforming these karmic obscurations, these afflictions, letting our mind, state of our mind, improve level by level. And then all becomes wisdom and all becomes compassion. And then we no longer have these habits of samsara, these habits of sentient beings. Everything is compassion and wisdom. However, if we just let this mind do whatever it wants, do however it pleases, then no matter what we are doing, it's got nothing to do, or it's not related to attaining liberation. From 2,500 years ago until now, all of those that have attained enlightenment have attained it by transforming this mind, transforming these afflictions, recognizing Rigpa, and sustaining the state of Rigpa and attaining liberation. And a good practitioner won't let a single thought go. A good practitioner is always in a state of awareness, observing every arising thought. All the time they are watching these arising thoughts, liberating them, experiencing, abiding in, supporting the true nature of mind. Every moment, moment by moment, they are practicing. Practice is a mastery of our inner being. It's not information or something that comes from the external world. What comes from the external world is not any state of realization. This is intellect, this is knowledge. Practice is an improvement of our inner state of mind. It is our belief in our guru and our compassion towards sentient beings. Day by day, practicing and improving our renunciation and our bodhicitta, and having a profound experience in these, so that eventually everything becomes a source of bodhicitta, and that we recognize our true nature of mind.